Ben Roethlisberger had some words to say, so we'll get into that as well. Actually, we'll do that right now because Ben has a podcast. It's called Football. And Ben Roethlisberger, I say, he has good insight. He's knowledgeable about football, clearly. It was a good quarterback, a great quarterback for the Steelers and brought home a couple championships in his career. Now, there are times where, okay, he provides good insight. He talks good football. He gives you inside the game. He dissects plays well. He communicates pretty well. But then there are moments like this where I just get frustrated with him. Here's what he said about the Steelers when they drafted Kendrick Green. Remember, he was still on the team. And Kendrick Green played with him for a year. Here's what he said on his football and podcast recently.
I thought an interesting play is, I don't even know how to like talk about this. I'm sure it'll make huge news by me saying this. But the fact of the matter that I heard this week that the guy that they drafted, and I love this guy, so this is not a knock on him. I love Kendrick Green.
Yeah,
he was a great guy, good teammate, loved him. He was my center my last year. They drafted that guy to be my center. Well, last year he didn't even dress, and now they have him playing a little bit of fullback.
Mm.
I think good for him to find a way to get on the field.
Yes.
Like, he could say, you know what, I'm not the starting center anymore. I'm not even the backup center. I don't even know what I'm doing. Mm. Quit. But he's like, no. Hey, how can I help the team?
You gotta love it.
But it's still funny that that's the guy they got for me. Kevin Colbert and them drafted him to be my center my last year, and now he's playing fullback. So good for Kendrick.
Right. Funny. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? Oh, goodness. I can't with this guy. I mean, he can't help himself. He really can't help himself. There's a way to kind of handle these feelings and emotions. I don't know if saying these things out loud on a podcast, the best of ways. And this is all just a, like, there's a subtle point, I think, in this podcast that, you know, it really should be titled, "Hey, don't forget about me." You know what I mean? Like, that's what Roethlisberger is kind of doing. He's saying, like, "Hey, I have a podcast now. Don't forget about me. Don't forget about me, Pittsburgh. Don't forget about me, NFL community. I'm Ben Roethlisberger. Here I am." He can't control what happened in that year. Oh, I thought it was just really funny that Colbert drafted them to be my center, and in my last year playing football, he was my center, and then he didn't dress last year, and now he's playing fullback. Hey, don't forget about me and what I think. Don't forget about what I suffered through my final year having Kendrick Green play. Great teammate, but, you know, he just went from me. This position to not dressing to this position. Ah. Got another caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up, bud? So I'm driving, and I heard your take on Ben, and I couldn't disagree anymore, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
No, because think about it this way. Yeah, the guy was drafted to be his center, but he made a valid point. Last year, he didn't even see the field. This year they're trying him out at fullback just to get him on the field, just to say, you know what, let's try to get the most out of this guy. Yeah, but with them saying that, he's saying, look, this guy was drafted to be my center, and look where he's at now. He has all the right in the world to complain. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He is one of the top 10, top 15 best quarterbacks to ever play the game. And the organization failed him in his last couple of years to not put an offensive line around him.
No, I hear that, but like, my whole point about Ben, like, what can he do about that now other than complain about it? You know what I mean? Like, we can't do anything about that now. They might have screwed him in the past. That's fine. But what can we do about it now is my question.
Well, I mean, it probably took years off of his career, and he probably feels a little bit scorned about it. I mean, he's seen Tom Brady play until he was 45. He's seen Brett Favre play until he was 40. I mean, yeah, sure, he was almost there, but he wasn't there, you know? So it kind of makes me feel like he's thinking, hey, this probably took a couple years off my career because they didn't put an offensive line around me to protect me.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right, I'll align to that point. I'm not totally against that. I mean, that kind of makes sense when you put it in that perspective. Like, hey, maybe my career had some more years. I don't buy that personally. So we're gonna agree to disagree on that point. I think he was done. He struggled. I mean, he had a few late-game comebacks. Maybe Matt Canada had something to do with that as well, not calling the right plays, not letting him really work the offense the way he could. Could he have played a few more years? I'm really not sure. I'm still worried about his health and his injury history. That all, to me, I think that he didn't really have too much left. Now, if you think he did, I mean, who knows? So you're not necessarily wrong to say that, and if you believe that, I'll align to that. Not going to totally agree with it, but I'll align with that viewpoint. And what you're saying makes sense. The logic, the pieces of the puzzle that you're putting together, they form in a way that makes sense. So, good call. I'll say good call on that one. I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's a point that I didn't necessarily consider, that maybe he's just saying, hey, I could add more years left in my career, but all of these things that the Steelers organization did to me really kind of pushed me out. Sure. Maybe. To me, though, it just sounds more like complaining when he's just like, oh, it's really funny that this is really funny. You know, instead of just coming out and saying it, he's just like, oh, you know, it's real funny that this dude played was my center and then he didn't dress and now he's playing fullback. Isn't that just funny? I don't like how he says it. And I think that it's more still about just saying, like, yo, hey, here's me. Like, he doesn't have to say this stuff. Because you can't do anything about it now. He can't do anything about it now. He's not coming back into the league to play for the Steelers. That's just not happening. So instead of just kind of letting it die and saying, you know, hey, it's cool. It's cool. Let's move on. We can talk about other things. He's still doing the me thing. He did that as a player as well, which annoyed the heck out of me, was that he was just always like, well, make sure that you don't forget about me. Make sure I'm Ben Roethlisberger. You make sure you're still thinking about me. That's my problem with it all. It's just his personality is like, hey, don't forget. Every decision that should ever be made ever should involve me. Hate that. And he's complaining about it now like, oh, yeah, think about me. When you think about Kendrick Green, make sure you think about me. The Steelers organization did everything to mess with me and my career. That's not the mentality that I want to hear from a guy like that. I love his football insight too. I've listened to parts of his podcasts. They're great at times. He provides good insight. He provides information that you wouldn't normally get if you were just watching a game. He provides extra little flavor, more information to those games. But when he's talking about Kendrick Green, when he's talking about his time with the Steelers and saying, oh, think about, well, how about how this messed with my career? And how about that messed with my career? All these factors that messed with Ben Roethlisberger's career. Oh, think about me. I've been retired. This is my second year of retirement now. Think about me and think about all the decisions the Steelers are making and how that relates to me. That's the problem I have. That last caller, you had a good point. It's fine. I can align to that, like I said. But at the same time, it's like, still, why do we have to think about Ben Roethlisberger still as it relates to how the Steelers did him wrong? You can't do anything about it, and I'm sure that every decision that they made was not to harm him and his career. I really don't.